I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We'll begin today in a creative access nation in Asia. One believer in her sphere of influence remind Bibles for the World's John Podaiti of the story of Esther. During his last trip to Asia, Podaiti noticed more women are in the seminary training ranks.
It really opened my eyes afresh to this. These women are going to have such a tremendous impact in their families, in their communities. The influence they have can extend even further beyond that.
And the next visit underscored that idea. At one house church stop, the pastor pointed out a new believer who is a national figure. She asked Podaiti for a study Bible so she could share her faith.
Pray for this woman. As I said, she's an Esther in the house. And I know that she's going to play a very influential role in the spread and the growth of the gospel in this country.
And what happens when Christians put on a Christmas service in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation? According to Bruce Allen of FMI, the answer is nothing short of a Christmas miracle. In Indonesia, local officials go uncharacteristically far to protect Christian congregations during Christmas services.
Attendance increases at Christmas time. So the government says, we're going to provide uniformed policemen, undercover cops, as well as military personnel to protect churches.
What's more, local Muslims crowd church doors during Christmas services, but not to harass service goers. Instead, Allen says crowds around Christian churches are asking to participate. Please pray for FMI-supported church planters as they follow up on Christmas conversations. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.